Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We're switching things up a little today. We're doing a year in review, I guess you could say. Looking back at some of the most interesting stories from The Juice this past year, we thought this would be, you know, helpful for parents and educators to get a sense of what their kids have been learning about and thinking about. And looking back at this year, some pretty big themes emerged.
Yeah.
We saw things about crime and the economy and even some, well, unexpected twists and turns in politics.
Definitely a year full of surprises.
Yeah. Let's start with a topic that I think is top of mind for a lot of parents, you know, crime rates. Earlier this year, there was a lot of talk about crime being out of control. But back in April, The Juice actually covered a report showing that homicide rates were dropping, both in large and small cities all across the country.
It is interesting. The data from AH Datalytics showed that some cities saw a decrease in homicide rates as high as 63%.
Yeah.
Yet public perception often lagged behind. This could be a good opportunity to talk with kids about, you know, the difference between anecdotal evidence and broader trends, and how media coverage can sometimes shape our understanding of an issue.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's not about dismissing concerns, right?
Yeah.
It's more about encouraging critical thinking.
Right.
And a more nuanced perspective.
Exactly. It's about giving them the tools to evaluate information and make their own conclusions.
So now let's shift gears a bit and talk about the economy. Inflation was a major concern for a lot of families this year.
Yeah.
And understandably so.
Yeah. The rising cost of living impacts everyone. And it's something that kids are definitely aware of.
Well, there was some positive news on that front. In September, The Juice covered the Federal Reserve's decision to cut interest rates. For the first time in years.
This was a big move. It signaled that the Fed believed that inflation was starting to cool down.
Right.
Of course, the impact of those policies, they take time to trickle down. But it did offer a sense of relief, I think, to a lot of people. You know, this could be a good chance to kind of explain to kids how the Federal Reserve works.
Yeah.
Its role in managing the economy and how interest rates can affect things like the cost of borrowing money, you know, for a house or a car.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those topics that can feel kind of abstract.
Yeah.
But connecting it back to everyday life can make it a lot more understandable.
Absolutely. And speaking of events that kind of had a ripple effect all across the country, let's talk about politics this past year.
Okay.
It was pretty tumultuous.
Yeah, it was definitely a year of surprises. Starting with President Biden's decision to drop out of the presidential race.
All right.
Back in July.
Yeah.
It was a move that, frankly, no one saw coming.
It was big, and The Juice covered it a lot, you know, from speculation about his health and his age to the increasingly polarized political climate.
Right.
There were so many factors at play. It threw the Democratic Party for a loop.
Yeah.
With Vice President Harris stepping in as the new nominee.
And ultimately, it paved the way for former President Trump's victory in November.
Yeah.
A comeback that made history.
It did.
For better or for worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely a moment in time that's going to be studied and debated for years to come.
Yeah.
You know, he became the first convicted felon to hold the presidency.
Right.
Which raises a lot of questions about our political system and the voters.
It really makes you wonder what it says about the current, you know, political landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a good chance to talk to kids about the importance of being involved, you know, civic engagement, understanding different political perspectives, and how our choices as voters shape, you know, where the country goes.
It's also a chance to talk about, you know, the peaceful transfer of power,
right,
which is really important for any democracy, and maybe how to cope with those feelings of disappointment,
right,
or frustration when your candidate doesn't win.
It's about fostering resilience.
Yeah.
And a sense of perspective, right, even when things are, you know, politically kind of crazy.
Exactly. And, you know, the political drama this year, it didn't end with the election.
Right.
The attempted assassination of former President Trump back in July really shook the nation.
It was a stark reminder of the volatility and unfortunately the potential for violence that can come from, you know, this political polarization.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he wasn't physically harmed, but it really raised some serious concerns about, the state of our political discourse.
It did. This could be a tough conversation to have with kids.
Right.
But it's important. It's about acknowledging that these things happen, talking about the dangers of, you know, extremism and hateful rhetoric.
Yeah, and it's a good time to remind them that even in a world where things can feel uncertain or even a little scary,
yeah,
there's still hope.
That's a really great point. That's a perfect segue to our last topic.
Okay.
The power of inspiration.
Okay.
The Juice shared a lot of inspiring stories and quotes this year.
Yeah.
But one that I thought was really powerful came from author Sarah Bam Breathnach.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah.
It was in the October edition.
Yeah, that's right. She said, "Today, carve out a quiet interlude for yourself in which to dream pen in hand. Only dreams give birth to change."
Yeah, it's such a powerful message. It's a reminder that change often starts with a dream.
Right.
You know, with that spark of imagination and possibility.
Yeah, it is. And that's something that we can encourage in our kids, you know, to dream big, to believe in themselves, and to understand that even small actions can make a difference.
Yeah.
It's been great talking about all this with you.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Of course.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.